Blog Talk Radio.
Halafia, divine, all-blessing peace,
and love, joy and prosperity, unity and community. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Okur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. You can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my words along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding, revelation, and manifestation, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is December 24th, 2010, Christmas Eve, and I am emanating and vibrating with you at high noon. You are tuned in, sharing, and caring with the Power Lunch Live and Archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Taya Mecca, in the legendary and historic, beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, Hoodoo Central, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hoodoo Obeya life path and journey. Passing down the great Omega stick and the knowledge of the life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. And be reminded to join me here under my new format each and every day at high noon for the Power Lunch here on Love Talk Radio. I will be extending the length of the show to at least 2 hours come January 1st and possibly 3 hours come February 1st, but indeed I will be doing now just one show every single day at high noon here on Blog Talk Radio, sharing with you food and secrets and recipes, but also a wealth of Pan-African and world spiritual and religious knowledge, mystery, and understanding. And my listen in and call in number during my live airing broadcast is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you indeed have a question, comment, or a reading request, and understand, I am open to reading requests, just do not expect personalized readings live on air, on the internet, on the World Wide Web. I just think it's highly inappropriate, not only to your personal information and spirits, but also to the spirit guides for which we operate under when we do readings. I am not reading from self, but tapping spirit. I often use crystal in doing my readings live on here, and it helps to heighten my empathic vibration. We really don't have a lot of time to do physical readings, tarot card, and I Ching, and rune. These are really specialized paths, forms of divination, which should be given some respect. However, I do empathic readings on air and also utilize the Yagu, the coconut, which provides a very simple response from spirit guide, and particularly the Orisha, and in what direction we should go, and often helping to choose, if necessary, the correct Igbo and remedy for whatever the specific cause. So again, I am open to and will continue to be open to doing readings here on the air. Let's be mindful of time, particularly while we're still operating under the 1 hour phone request. Peace and blessings to those who are with me now live in the chat. Tango Me 123, divine peace and blessings to you. If you have a simple question, you can type it in all capital letters in the chat box. Otherwise, I would prefer that you call me at 347-215-8967, and I will be glad to attend to your question, comment, or concern. Our special guest, Fire Witch, being a free Kalahat, divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity to each and every one of you present with me live in the Block Talk Radio chat, but also listening to me now live via the various remote Block Talk Radio players. Also to our callers, area code 323, area code 773-212-301, and 223, I didn't think they were still using that. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity to each and every one of you. I greatly appreciate your presence, your being, your divine spirit and energy, for indeed, I am nothing without you. I am nothing without my humble connection to spirit. And each and every one of you brings light and energy to the meeting, to the fellowship. And I greatly am humbled and honored each and every time you take out the time to be here with me at high noon. To answer your question, Kangle Me 123, typically on air, things that don't have to do with your private business, career, business, just about any question, except maybe love and relationships. And typically, I say love and relationships because there's often other factors at play in why people, particularly people who are experiencing blockages, which you just don't want air. And people will often seek a reading live on air with me because it is free, but then want really a comprehensive reading. I think it's offensive to the other listeners because they're really here to get some material from me. So I try and, give some respect and honor to the questions, but just not so personalized. I'm welcoming to spiritual questions. I get a lot of people who call about their career path, their spiritual path, their personal path, what direction they feel they should be going in, what potential blocks, how to remedy the blocks. There are many of the listening audience who are already formally initiated in various paths of ATR who are calling and visiting for very specific information. And particularly under my one-hour format, it's just very difficult to do all of that and make everybody happy and, of course, cover, personal requests at the same time. And indeed, Fire Witch is correct. We are here to feed spirit, to build community, to build a sense of unitedness across our various diverse spiritual paths and share our wealth of knowledge and information, result-oriented knowledge and information. Typically, when people, again, want a more personalized reading, it's generally because they are trying to avoid the donation or the fee. They feel they can do it free live on air, and it usually does not go well. Okay? That's a good question. Again, questions relating to law. But, again, I had someone call me Ooh-wee. And I don't want to give out too much information because I don't want anyone to think I'm singling out their call. But I had someone call me about some issues around that. But the nature of the charges were such that I didn't feel comfortable talking about them live on air. But again, this is sort of a this is a meeting, a ceremony, a prayer, an affirmation, and meditative group. And we come to feed spirit, share spirit, and if spirit decides to step forward and speak, they do and they will. And I'm always open to receiving your calls at my live listening and calling number of area code 347-215-8967. Remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or request as spirit and time does allow. Be reminded, my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of divine wisdom and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do recognize that many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners at various fee rates and donation rates located in my many virtual temple groups, which can be located beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelations, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And remember to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, respectively. And be reminded, Blog Talk Radio is making some significant changes to the site. I'm not sure if they will affect the archived show and show players as of February 1st, but they will be available until that point. At such time that they do make some adjustments, I will, of course, alert you and let you know. But you can now find Papa Say located in my King's Chamber featured 24 hours a day. Goga, Alana, Omare can be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website 24 hours a day. And, of course, the Truth Terrorist, the Queen Ifama, can also be found located featured via her Blog Talk Radio player in the Queen's Chamber. And again, you can locate more contact information for my guests, honorable mentions, respectively, on their Blog Talk Radio profiles. And again, my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 306 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And again, be reminded that I have several other spiritualists available via my virtual temple groups, which can be found on my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. But also via my main King profile. And my main King profile will be available 24 hours a day through the holiday season. And that location is www.keen.com/vine+prince. I will be forward with the meditation and affirmation. And of course, today's subject matter. Angels, we have heard on high where there's a lot of talk and symbolism and celebration around angels during this holiday season, and I will discuss ancient angels, what they really mean, who they really are, and the possible implications here now in modern times. Divine peace and blessings. Joy and prosperity. I will be forward momentarily. Are now with me on the phone lines and your hands are raised, I will be with you right after the prayer and meditation. And to those of you who wish to call in at this time, we have two lines available, 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Always be aware of spirit, of energy, of your projection. Often it is the key to any block, to any manifestation that we need and seek at any given time along our existence here on Earth plane. Many of us are so quickly to surrender to the negative. This only draws more negative. This only produces more negative. So it is from the point of silence that all life spring, and now too, from a point of silence, we shall begin. In this divine moment, we loose divine peace and love, unity and community. We bind that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. We loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding onto our earth plane existence for divine manifestation and revelation. And we vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors, Gede and Aguns, and all those who have gone on before us in transition, and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with the divine wisdom and presence of our known and unknown ancestors. May we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time, space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world and civilization as we now know it. As we enter this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful of our inner walk, works, and pronunciations, and that they would project and recreate and reshape our reality towards that which is most true, most real, most authentic. As we now enter the inner sanctums of Hoopa Central in the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us in divine light and consciousness. We illuminate our candles, a constant fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, unto the guardians of the head, a reminder of the presence of light, even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of the divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us ever steady back into our perfect light body and consciousness, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if we can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test in one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So in the grand scheme of life and spiritual pursuits, remember who you are. You are a powerful, loving, loved, created creator child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine love manifest. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. and your inner divine light is pure and bright in truth, and no mistakes can undo divine handiwork and true perfection. Do not be afraid of your power, of your might, of your magnificence. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you overcome challenge, you inspire others to overcome challenge. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent. This is truly who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us your most true and authentic divine self. Free yourself from the limited constraints of earth law and emotional physicality. And just for a moment, remember with me your most perfected God body and consciousness. You have creative allowance to recreate and create the existence you so need and desire here and now on this earth plane dimension. I am because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment and time. Remember to open yourselves to spirit. Learn to discern spirit. This is indeed the answer to many of our challenges at this time in this present dispensation. But we are moving hurriedly forward. There's very little time for playing catch up, very little time for remaining stuck, remaining immature spiritually. And indeed, we are being tested and will continue to be tested as we move forward into 2011. Ishu Aleg Wana Kosi Wari Awu Onlo Utoni Iwo Ada Ofanbo Osi Obatalami Ita Ni Ibo Onino Iban Ishu. Ishu is the respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools that one versed in mysteries uses truth to own you. He causes scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is Ishu. Abaru Aboye Abushise Ashe Me A Ibo. Reach a room, may our evils be accepted, may our evils allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say, Ashe and Ashe. I shall be forward momentarily to attend to the phone lines. Two people online now have their hands raised, and hopefully we will begin to open our discussion on ancient angels. What are they really, and what do they mean to us then and now? I will be forward shortly. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe. Palafia and Shay, I tell you, I'm truly honored. I didn't expect anyone to be here with all the holiday festivities going on, and I indeed planned a full-hour show on ancient angels and the meaning of their manifestation. But I'm going to first go to the phone line. Area code 610, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Brenda, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Peace and blessings from Virginia. How are you today? How can I assist you?
Well, I had a question to ask you.
Sure.
And I'm trying to stray away from the whole personal question, but it's about, like, law type of question. Hello?
In many ways, have romanticized them, have used them, quote unquote, for God's will, have made them messengers of the deity of those specific paths. And in watching History Channel, and I believe you can still find some of this information at history.com or the History Channel, they did a whole show, a series of shows on the presence of ancient angels, particularly around the time of Christ and before, and how these angels made their way into religion, as it were. But as we go back now and look through a more modern eye with some newer sciences and some newer sense of understanding, the question now is truly, were these the emissaries, if you will, of God, or some spiritual known nature of God? And when we look at religious texts, pre-writing, many cultures from the Mesopotamians, Babylonians, Sumer, Sumeria, ancient Egypt, depicted what appeared to be angelic-like beings, often with, excuse me, some physical detailed wing description, which we now believe is only symbolic of these entities' ability to fly or have some sense of mobility. But when we look at written religious texts, particularly from Genesis, the book of Genesis in the Bible, and the book of Enoch, these really did not operate as messengers of God, as it were, but of something else. And in the indigenous languages for which we have now borrowed and taken from our understanding of angels, there's also some sense of a misunderstanding. For instance, the book of Genesis was the first to suggest that these deity were divine. But when we look at ancient cultures, again, Mesopotamia, Babylonia, Sumer, ancient Egypt, they often were humanoids of some sort, but would also possess either some symbolic animalistic quality or some bird-like quality, reptilian-like quality. Again, things which I believe were an attempt of describing to us what they were seeing, what they were experiencing, but also suggesting some superhuman, some out of their known range of human activity in power, in strength, in mobility, clearly. In Hebrew, the word angel, malak, actually means messenger. And in Greek, angelos, intermediary. And often, if we do the study and the research, particularly within the Bible, none of the characteristics that we now have accepted as angelic are even present there. And again, I think society often tries to plagiarize cultures and knowledge previous to it and make it its own, accept it as its own, and interject its own control over it. And again, we romanticize the appearance of the angel. But I truly believe that we are dealing with something more extraterrestrial than angelic. Indeed, there are many ancient world cultures which suggest the presence of visitors from other areas of the sky, other areas of the universe here to the planet. And it's my sense, and of course that of some of these programs that I've been watching, that this was a real misinterpretation of some form of extraterrestrial deity or manifestation. Now I'm getting a message that we've lost audio, so I need you to hit the number one in the chat room if you have indeed lost audio. Am I being heard? So I am being heard. Somebody press the number one. Peace and blessings. Hello. Am I being heard? Okay, we have lost audio. And in all honesty, I'm not really sure why. Everything here seems to give the appearance that we are on air. But there's clearly something amiss. And whatever interrupted the phone calls must clearly have interrupted the show. Again, if I'm being heard at all, I do apologize. I'm not really sure what's going on. It's always something with Blog Talk Radio.